So the legend itself is based on the Isaac synagogue, actually. Isaac, right? Or Isaac, sorry, Isaac synagogue. It's about the gold that was in the synagogue. People came to visit the synagogue to see like its beauty, and it drew only the attention, not only the attention of people who wanted to see the wonder of how beautiful the new synagogue is, but it also attracted thieves. So the people in the synagogue, the Jewish people in the synagogue, knew that thieves are going to arrive. They didn't know what to do. They spoke to the rabbi, and the rabbi told them, dress in white and be those white guards. And at night, when the thieves came, they jumped through the fence, and suddenly those white ghostly figures came to them, and they were so frightened and they ran away, and this is how the synagogue was saved. So this legend has another. When we were investigating the legend itself, we found out that there are many variations to the same legend. So there's like another version of a pogrom that people want to come and kill Jewish people, and then they did the same thing like with the white ghosts. Or there's another version when they say it's not only that like white guards, but it's like white figures that were mumbling like Jewish praying, you know, and they didn't understand, and they thought it's like magic, you know, so they ran away and then flee. So there's like a lot of variations to the same idea. And the process to me was like I like the reason actually I read through a lot of legends that I had, like a list, and I come from animation. Like I started as a street artist, and I moved to animation, and I'm an animation director today, and I come from stop motion. So this is how I started to move from drawing to photography, because in stop motion, what we do is we take photos, we do animation with photos. And actually, it drew my attention just because they're like the characters were so animated. Like I really saw this film about those guards and about those thieves and about the objects around them. So this is actually what touched me over there, and I really felt that I can imagine the situation. But as the project developed, so I moved away from the animation. Although like I'm not animating right now as proper animation, but I do work like the whole interaction with the people, with the audience, is a bit like me as an animation director, and I direct them to do different poses and move in different the keyframes of poses, and then I duplicate them and I put them together into the wall. So like this element of time is over there.